Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina, author, but more importantly, an entrepreneur who started more than 20 companies over 25 years and presently owns many successful companies. And the secret, and it's the name of this lesson, One plus one equals done. In my life, the one thing I've done in business different than most people is I've partnered in business. I currently have 6 business partners. Why? Well, what I have learned is there's exponential power in a partnership. One person can do this, but 2 people going together can produce so much more. I've also learned, because people always tell me, do you like sharing the profit? You know, is it a problem sharing the money? And I've always thought, you know, 50% of a lot is better than 100% of a little. I kind of like what Reid Hoffman said, no matter how brilliant your mind or strategy, if you're playing a solo game, you will always lose out to a team. I think there's power in multiple people. All right. Why do you partner? Let me just share with you all the reasons why you may consider partnering, and then we're going to get into when to partner next. But, you know, why do I partner? I partner when I see that there's an obvious gap to where I need to be. I realize I'm here, the destination is here, and I can't get me there. Okay, so there's a gap. I realize that if I partnered with somebody, we could get to scale faster. Okay, just pure speed, faster. Or that person can help take me further. They know something. There's something they've got that we can go further. Another reason why I partner, and I love that I don't take home all the problems myself. When you have a partnership, you share problems. At 2 o'clock in the morning, someone else is also worrying about that problem. Many times my partners will come to me and they've got it 95% solved and they just want me to sign off on it. Sign off on the strategy. Why do I partner? Because you create momentum with 2 people. One person can't create momentum. One person can do a lot of work, but there's something about 2 people creating the momentum. You know, the iron sharpeneth iron principle. Next, collaboration. I just find that 2 people come up with better ideas. 2 people can put a guardrail on a bad idea, can put a halt to a bad idea. When a founder is only, you know, the only person that is testing or vetting their ideas is themselves, they tend to think all their ideas are great. Collaboration is why I partner. Next, when things are going to crap, you have a critical, you know, hire that quits, whatever the case may be, especially like, you know, during present times where you can lose an employee for 2 weeks. With partnerships, you can play a zone defense in troubled times. You know, if you have someone else, you're at the top of the game. You know, typically if your partners, you're pretty smart, you understand all the key positions in the company, and one of you can take over a key role. If it's, you know, if somebody leaves or somebody gets sick or maternity leave, all the reasons why you can lose somebody, you can play a zone defense. And my last reason, it's just fun. Man, I love my business partnerships. I always say, when things are horrible, it's better to have a partnership because you can share the problems. I shared that, the 2 a.m. issue. But when things are great, oh, it's so much more fun. It's so much more fun to celebrate with somebody else. I like what Howard Schultz said, you know, obviously the founder of Starbucks. Success is best when it's shared. All right, let me share with you when to partner. Okay, I kind of went through all the reasons why. So hopefully, you know, kind of in your brain now, you're going, all right, you've got me thinking about this. When do you partner? I partner, and I think it's wise to partner when you don't have the time necessary to do what needs to be done. And I want to look at time differently. Because there's going to be on the front end and on the back end as I share time. Time means in my cases, I keep my current position. So let's say I'm a CEO of company A, but I'm an entrepreneur and I have a great idea for company B. Well, I don't necessarily give up company A to start company B. I typically keep my company A because it's paying me well. You know, you never kill the golden goose. So I will partner with somebody who will provide the key time needed to operate company B. They purely have the time that I don't have. So time is a critical reason. And if you need somebody to provide time that you don't have, that's when you partner. Another reason, when you partner, they could fill a critical role in the organization. Example, you know, if you have a program within your company that, you know, obviously the success of your company, your clients are dependent on, something goes down, you don't want to have a programmer who's a freelancer. Okay, try getting in luck with, you know, getting in touch with that person. Or maybe, you know, patents is critical. Legal matters are critical in this business. Well, you might want to have a partner who's a lawyer. If manufacturing is critical, and let's say you're manufacturing in China, so you can't be everywhere, so maybe you partner with somebody who handles that. They like to travel, so they take care of that. Maybe somebody has a better handle on sales than you do. Companies go out of business for one reason 99% of the time. They fail to make enough sales to stay in business. Sales would be a good reason to partner. Somebody who could completely handle that sales and marketing end. Okay. Let's say it's a big organization. You're going to be overseeing a lot of people. Management might be something that you need help with. You've never managed people before. You got this great idea, but you're going to need to bring on quite a few employees quickly to get it to scale. Somebody's going to need to manage them. Maybe logistics. I mean, FedEx, perfect example. You know, okay, that's where if you partner with somebody in logistics, you could see where that would be critical. All I'm telling you is a critical position within the company. How do you know that? This is a person that you're going to pay good money to hire and you can't afford to lose. Good money to hire, can't afford to lose. That person's worth partnering with. Next, capital. You partner with somebody because they have money. And they may not be involved in the business. You may have to run things by them because you are using their money, but they provide capital. Okay, I have started companies early on, two companies where somebody provided the capital, bought both of them out pretty quickly. But and I paid good money to buy them out, but I know without their capital, there would have never been a company. Remember, partnership is A plus B equals C. Without B, you couldn't get to C. And I knew capital. So I partnered with people time. I partner with people that can fill a critical role. I've done this. Early on, capital. Number three is they have industry experience, licensing, credibility. Somebody just pitched a business to me and wanted me to kind of vet the idea, and it was online learning. And they had all the capacity to do the video and to distribute it. I mean, they really had this down pat. But due to the virus, this was going to be for, like, you know, kindergarten through like middle school. And I said, well, immediately hit me. This is where you partner. You need somebody with credibility. You need somebody with a doctorate in front of their name. You need somebody with education experience. Not only that, you need somebody who can help you get accredited. You guys have all this. You have the technology. You can do it. You can market it. But you're missing a major component. You have no credibility in educational space. So you need that credibility. Somebody with a nice doctorate in front of their name, with a nice resume, somebody who's experienced getting accreditation. They've worked with like charter schools. All right, next, they have image and reputation that you desperately need. Example, Shaq with Papa John's. Do you think he really bought into that deal? I think if he did, he bought in on pennies on a dollar. Brett Favre with Copperfit, okay? You know, you need an image and or you need a reputation to take your business, to launch it, to give it, you know, credibility. This is very common, again, with public figures, athletes, to do this. Next is a network. They have a network. This is very common with Shark Tank. I've interviewed a lot of Shark Tank guests on my podcast. And what they've shared with me is it's not the money they gave me that was so valuable. That was valuable, but their network. You know, like Lori, you know, she obviously has the connection with QVC, and they all have this incredible network. And finally, when to partner, divide and conquer. The tasks to get this business off the ground are just simply overwhelming. Two are better than one. Okay, who is the right partner? They have integrity. They have likability. You just work well with them. And there's a yin and a yang, a push and a pull. You have complementary personalities. Two A personalities, highly driven, they'll cannibalize themselves. Think about this. Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Walt Disney, they were all the front men. But they each had partners that were critical in the success of their companies. But their personalities were far more backseat. I mean, you think of Warren Buffett, but you rarely think of Charlie Munger. Think of Bill Gates, but you rarely think of Paul Allen. Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Walt Disney, and there was Roy Disney. Okay? I'll tell you who not to partner with. Your buddy. Buddies are great. They're in your life for a season or they're in your life for a lifetime, but rarely are they in your life to go into business with. Again, you only partner with somebody who brings that B to the equation. You bring in a buddy, you end up having to, buy them out. It'll ruin a friendship. They don't bring anything to the table. The only thing they brought to the table is your friendship. They can be your friend without being your business partner. All right, really quick. So I've showed you, why you want to partner. I've shared with you when to partner. Now, if you're going to partner, get a prenup. Clearly defined agreement that shares responsibilities, consequences if they're not met, what the buyouts are. I'll give you a little cheat sheet here. I'd put in that agreement. Either of the partners bails in the first 5 years for any reason, there's no payout. You do not reward somebody who's been on the journey with you for 2 years. 5-year clause in there. Next thing to put in there. Someone fails to fulfill the role that is in the responsibilities. If you have to pay someone else to do that, they fail in that role or they're unable to do it as well as you thought they might. It comes from their end of the profit because you partnered thinking they were going to do it. Now you're paying somebody to do something they were supposed to do. Make it come out of their profit. These are kind of bonus things. And next is who breaks the ties. You've got a 50-50 partnership. Either start it off from the beginning saying, in your agreement, so-and-so makes the final decisions because maybe they have more business experience or they came up with the idea that launched the business, or you have somebody you respect that you designate who breaks the ties. Again, this was Sean Castorina. What I talked about is 1+1 equals done. The power there is in partnering. Thank you so much. I hope this helped you tremendously. And again, if this content brought you value, go to my personal site, SeanCastorina.com. There's always a free book available there. You can always, continue to listen to the podcast, the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast that constantly equips, encourages, and educates entrepreneurs every day.